Well, the council has set up a £10 million emergency fund to support the work of the council in every area. So we've set up a community hub, which is reaching out to the vulnerable people in both Wandsworth and, in fact, the hub control crosses over to Richmond too. But this is about supporting people who are isolated, people who are elderly, and people who have been told by the government to self-isolate themselves. We are partnered with Age UK in providing the same services to our vulnerable people. For the business community, we have coordinated a lot of effort in both information and now reached out to them with the government grants. To date, we've distributed £15 million to local businesses. 2,500 local businesses have benefited from it. And actually, this morning, one of the local businessmen wrote to me saying how impressed he was with the council's efficiency in getting the money into his bank account. And on top of it, we've set up a COVID-19 response fund to support our voluntary organizations. We put £100,000 into it as a kind of a down payment to help those who are in the front line in the voluntary sector in delivering the services the council needs to.
So you say there's 2,500 businesses who are getting money from the fund?
So 2,500 businesses have already got it.
Oh, okay.
So there'll be others. This will roll into, you know, there'll be another run of payments. So this is a rolling program of sending money out.
Okay, so could you tell me some more about the scale of the outbreak in the borough?
Well, we are sort of, I've seen some figures late last night. I think we are kind of a sixth or seventh in the borough. 360 cases were registered in the borough. This is on the NHS website. So we are at the upper end in London terms. This is a significant sort of effect in the borough. And I saw some figures about deaths at St. George's. But of course, St. George's covers not only Wandsworth, but also Merton and other adjoining districts. So in a sense, those deaths are not necessarily all Wandsworth deaths, but they are regrettable and sad occasions for the families affected.
So how has your response changed since the pandemic itself was declared and since lockdown was declared?
So we have firstly made sure that all our residents are aware of social distancing. It is, you know, the frontline defense against the virus. So to keep away from people, not spread it, go out as minimally as possible and only for the urgent needs of either work or food and medicine. When in parks for exercising, keeping at least a 2 meter distance. I mean, that's an incredibly important message, and one cannot emphasize that enough. The second thing is that we have reached out to community and actually said that as much as possible, we want to keep the business as normal. So things like, you know, rubbish collection in Wandsworth continues as normal. Street sweeping in our town centers continues as normal, because cleanliness and hygiene are important matters for people in these kind of troubled times. And, you know, we have taken a number of other measures. I mean, the council tenants have been reassured that no evictions will take place for reasons of non-payment of rent or rates, council tax. We've reached out to social landlords and private landlords to say exactly the same, that they should do the same and make sure the people don't suffer for that. Advice, information, assurance, support, and actually making sure people feel that the council stands by them. Those are all important things for us to get across. And I think we have been doing a relentless job in making sure people know that.
So what do you expect for first the near future and then the medium term?
These are so, so difficult times, and it is so, so difficult to predict what will happen next. I think the most important thing for us is to make sure that we work to the best of our ability and support and protect all the vulnerable people in our society, and actually also prepare for the time when this pandemic is over and we get back to normal times so that our economy gets back to a buzzing state.
So what do you think of the community and charity effort to support people?
I mean, I was absolutely gobsmacked at the enormity of the task facing, for example, Age UK, but also the warmth and generosity of their volunteers and other people who have donated food, people have donated time, people have donated effort, and they are reaching out to, you know, several hundred elderly people with food parcels. And, you know, this is important for elderly people, both not only they get food, but they also get that human contact, particularly if they are isolated and isolated for a long time. There are innumerable local groups, formal and informally organizing, reaching out to their neighbors, their friends, their kind of congregations, their local communities. And it's, I am amazed at the generosity of spirit across the borough. Actually, I mean, I this morning had a letter from the Ahmadiyya Youth Movement in Tooting offering young people's help to anyone and everyone who needs it. So I need to now make sure that that offer is communicated to our officers who are making sure that those who need are linked with those who are able to give help.
So would you be able to give a 30-second message, 30 to 40 seconds, to people in the borough concerned about the impact of this virus, not just on their health, but also on their livelihoods?
What I would say to your listeners is that in these unprecedented crises, our main priority is keeping the people of Wandsworth safe and reminding them that it is crucially important that they follow the medical advice to prevent the spread of the virus. We are working very hard on their behalf to protect our most vulnerable residents and have been delivering food and medical supplies where necessary. And have been also offering business support to our businesses, especially to our residents on lower incomes facing financial difficulties. And as I mentioned, also helping out our voluntary sector. We've just unveiled an emergency fund of more than £10 million, which will help us provide the support and protection for our residents and businesses. And what's important is we want to get our economy in a fit state so that when this is all over, we are back to normal and buzzing again.
Brilliant, thank you. Would you be able to give any more specifics about your plans for the medium term? Or is that possible?
Well, I mean, it is quite difficult in a sense to say, sort of think what happens next. I mean, as you might know that... there are talks about maybe mid-April will be a kind of peak of this problem in London particularly, and it is just difficult to say. But what I am absolutely convinced is that we will harness every resource, both ours and that of the community, to make sure that we cope with that peak and get around it when it comes. And you know, it is about saying to residents, we help you, but you have to help us and the wider community. And the fundamental there is social distancing. And I know that this weekend is going to be a warm weekend, according to the weather forecasters. People will want to go and exercise in parks. Yes, of course, do that, but do it responsibly. Make sure that you don't congregate, you don't sort of breach the 2-meter distance guideline. And wherever possible, restrict the movement a couple of hours and let other people have a chance to enjoy the warmth in the parks.
Excellent. Thank you very much for speaking to me.
Thank you, Luke.
Thank you.